Thursday night, Chovus Halvavos. We're in Perek Revi'i. We're in the third. He has a list of things, and then he teaches us how to apply Bitachon. What's the mindset of a Baal Bitachon? How does a Baal Bitachon's mind works when he bumps up against these situations? And we're up to the third in a list of seven, and that's relationships with people. And here he talks about what we call sort of almost an offshoot of bitachon, an aspect of bitachon. It's not really bitachon itself. Bitachon itself is relying on Hashem. But an offshoot of that, in order to rely, is you have to be aware that everything is from Hashem. He explained that at length in Perek Gimel, in number seven, in one of his lists. He explains that at great length. Nothing just happens, nothing, you know, if you miss a bus because you talk to your friend, so that was intentionally from Hashem that should happen. So that aspect, and since Hashem is a meitiv, so again, people confuse bitachon with the midah of Kol Mai David Rachmona L'Tav Avid, saying everything is Hashem is doing it for a good purpose. Hashem is only good and only does good. That's not what the definition of bitachon is, but it's an aspect which comes out of bitachon, which you have to believe, which you have to internalize and be convinced of. Otherwise, you can't really have bitachon, because you're not going to rely on someone that you think is doing things to mess you up. So you're not going to rely on that being, on that power. So the Chovus Halvavos focuses on that when he talks about relationships, because he says you either have relationships or you don't have relationships. Like, what do you mean to have bitachon in a relationship? So he says you either have them or you don't have them. He talks to two extremes. One extreme is a person that's all alone in the world. And as he says, he has to realize it's from Hashem, and he has to look at the bright side, and he has to be optimistic and utilize the situation for the good. Maybe he never got married, maybe he doesn't have children. Sometimes even tragedies. We talked about the Holocaust yesterday. The point is, there's a Baal Bitachon. This is part of what the Chovus Halvavos is teaching us. A Baal Bitachon should never get depressed, should never be anxious. That's what he said in the very first parak, that he's defining Bitachon as serenity and calmness. So even in moments of tragedy and of great travail, the Chovus Halvavos almost sounds Pollyannish, right? It says, you know, look at the bright side, and there's something good's going to come out of it. That is an aspect of bitachon. So we're up to page Kuf Mem Ches in the paragraph of Albiyah in Yoni Achelek Hashlishi. He talks about how a person all alone should think. Everybody's really all alone, and it's good to be alone. Like I said, you don't have to go to chasanas, and you get the feeling I hate chasanas. I manage do. I mean, I stopped going to them years ago after I became an ovo, and I went for a year with chasanas, and I was shocked to discover that they got married without me. So I said, what do I have to waste so much time for? Okay, I went to the chasana that night. I spent 10 to 15 minutes there. It was very good. I even danced with Herschel. He was in, if there's an eighth heaven, he was in eighth heaven. And he says you should celebrate the fact that you don't have obligations. These are obligations people want. They want to have children. They want to be married. They only wish they had such obligations. But if you don't, then celebrate that and realize v'yachshav zeh tova mitovos Hashem olav. Dance. Thank Hashem. Don't be depressed. Now this is hard. You have an older girl, you know. So we said, again, first of all, she doesn't yet have to accept her fate that she's not getting married. She could daven, She could do hishtadlos, more hishtadlos. At some point, though, if she ain't getting married, you know, whether rightfully or wrongfully, she becomes resigned to the fact that she's not getting married. Rightfully or wrongfully, a person becomes resigned to the fact that he's going to be poor his whole life. Rightfully or wrongfully, a person resigns himself to the fact that any number of things with relationships. So you look at the bright side and you make and you thank Hashem. This is what a Jew's obligation is. You can't escape it. A person's supposed to kashem shemavarech adam al hatova, kach mavarech al hara, and the kach means you have to do it besimcha, realizing that it's good for you. In what way is it good for you? You don't know. We talked about, you know, we can keep on going over that. I mean, it's important, but you have to realize it's good for you. Maybe it's just kaparas averus, but that ain't just. That's not a just. That's trading in pleasures of the moment, even if the moment is 50, 60, 70 years, for eternal pleasures. So, like, pretty good trade-off. Anyway, you thank Hashem. You should think of it as a tova from Hashem. Even if he wants to make a lot of money, the Chayyim Salvava says, down-to-earth guy. So you don't have to share your money with anybody. You can go buy a penthouse on the top floor somewhere and overlooking Central Park in Manhattan, and you don't need such a big apartment because you're all alone. Yishmak. You can eat Chinese every night. No one's going to bother you. No one's going to say no. Lefisha Moise Shifaso in Yonei Olam Utsrachov. If his Shifa, if that's what his life consists of, Olam Azeh, he's not condoning it. He's just saying, like, you could also think, oh, great. I could have money. I don't have to spend it on tuition. I don't have to spend it on this. Yeterchov Yigio Yoser Kalo. Very nice. The Lob Bnei Bayis who bought him. Beninze Odom Menuchalo. He makes his own schedule. He does what he wants. He has no one nagging him. Hashgacha Olam. That's if you're an Olam Hazeh person and you're all alone in the world, think Gishmak, look what I can accomplish. If, in terms of Ruchnius, that's for sure you can accomplish. You don't have Tirdus, you don't have a minimum need for income. You could spend the whole day in the Beis Medrash. You don't have to come home for lunch, for supper, help put the kids to sleep. You're free from all of that. He wants you to be happy about that. If you're in that situation. Perek Dalet is coping. Coping with different things. How you should think. That you should always utilize your bitachon to be emotionally healthy, optimistic, forward-looking, independent, free. You're not tied down to anything. You're just working with Hashem. He's calm, he wants to bench for an hour. He gets a mishigas one day, he wants to spend an hour benching. He has a mishigas, he wants to know what the words mean. You know, sometimes people get this idea in their heads, and right, so he takes out an art scroll bencher and he benches slow. There's no one to bother him. No one to say boo to him. Now, you're not going to like what he says now, Rabosai. Well, the figure, therefore, Hayubale Aprishus, he doesn't recommend everybody doing this, but he says people that wanted to grow in Ruchnius, there were groups of people, we call them Breslava, not really, but his Bodidus, they wanted to do his Bodidus, they would leave their families, they're not Breslava, Breslava just go to the Jerusalem forest. They talk to Hashem, but Breslavim, his Bodidus is part of their philosophy, but that's not really the point of his Bodidus. Is really not to run away from things. It's really just that it should just be you and Hashem. That's talk to Hashem like he's your friend. Just you and Hashem. There's no one else around. That's but he's talking about that people would leave their wives, leave their children, and leave their jobs, and they would go away. Borchim mikroveim ubotei melahorim. Maybe he's talking about certain sects that they say the Essene, you know, the sects of Judaism even. That's how some say Christianity grew out of such sects that would go away, and they would be do precious in caves. That's where they found the Dead Sea Scrolls. In such a cave, they speculate that it was from such sects. That's maybe what he's talking about. I don't know, maybe it continued into the Chavis Halvavah's days. He lived around the year 1000, let's say. Maybe it continued into his days. Kedesha Tispana Nafsham Lavodas Hashem. Now he's saying these are unique group of people. He doesn't condemn them, but he makes it, I mean, it's clear from his lashon, this is not what a normal person should do. But he's saying, look, if you need any proof that being alone and not saddled with a wife and children is good for your ruchnius, so look at these people who ran away from their families in order to commune with Hashem. In America, you have the phenomenon where people go to the country, right? And then the husband's home a whole week. So it's a big nisayon, he's alone, right? So it's a nisayon. The good side of the nisayon is he could make his own schedule. He can make an ideal schedule for learning, for davening. He could do that. That's what Chavis Halvavah says. If you find yourself alone, and that's where circumstances put you, so yeah, take advantage of it. Use attitudes and thoughts that you've acquired in developing bitachon and use it in this situation. Here you'll be using the realization that it's from Hashem and the realization that it's ach tov. It's good, only good. Okay, we'll stop here.